We're at the Golden 1 Center getting ready for the Kings and the Wizards. And, of course, also tonight, 49er fans will be keeping their eyes on the Seahawks and the Eagles. And, Kyle, you asked me if 49er fans are rooting for the Seahawks. I assume they would be. But we have this, Scooter916 on the chat, says, no, never rooting for the Seahawks to win, just for the Eagles to lose. And then
from
your buddy JR, are Philly cheesesteaks made with Swiss cheese just like the Eagles' defense? So I guess that's a
good JR been trying to get that joke off all afternoon. I've seen that one like four times in the YouTube chat, you know? what's the Niners' record? 11-3?
Yeah.
After tonight, what's going to be the Eagles' record? 11-3, same record. What are we talking about? Come on. Same record.
Yeah, who has the tiebreaker?
who has the tiebreaker? But they're making it seem like the Eagles are terrible, you know? It's like, dude, three losses all season. Come on.
Yeah, the defense has been bad lately. Bad.
Defense has been awful.
Yeah.
It's been terrible, and they got to fix it. Maybe Matt Patricia gets it done. And I think I just saw Schefter tweet out that Geno Smith,
ooh,
is going to be active tonight for
all
the
right
Seahawks. And so, you know, it won't be like, the Niners facing, a backup QB. Like, the Eagles will have to beat their starting quarterback to get the win tonight.
They've lost, four in a row. And that team, as we were just discussing, the Seahawks, their playoff chances hanging by a thread.
Yes.
There just seems in the NFL this year, this is always the case to a degree, but this year, between the top teams and the teams that are going to just sneak in, there is a huge gap.
Huge gap.
Some of these wild card teams that sneak in, they got no business in the playoffs.
And when you look at it, too, I'm looking at these wild card teams. 7-7.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a 3-game gap between, let's say, the Lions, Cowboys, Eagles, and Niners, and everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, it's the contenders, and then it's so stark, the difference between these two teams, the group of teams. And even if those teams get into the playoffs, nobody's like, let's say Seattle scratches it and finds a way. Are they really a threat to anybody?
There's going to be some teams that are not good teams in the playoffs.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to say who they are, because if fans of their team, that team, are listening and their team wins, I'm going to hear about it. But, that's – the NFL playoffs, that first weekend sometimes is there's some mismatches in there.
It's interesting, Whitey. So I mentioned the Eagles, the Lions, the Cowboys.
You got the Vikings in that mix
yeah
still, right?
Yeah.
You
got the Rams in that mix. But where are the 9-4 teams? The 8-5 teams. It goes from like 10-3, thanks, Selena, to 10-3, 10-4 to 7-7. Yeah.
I thought you asked for stuff like a long time ago.
No, she said she was cooking a special meal for me today. So,
I heard she forgot. That's what I heard.
She did forget. Selena forgot. It's so crazy, though. How you gonna forget about drapes? First of all, this is. I'm gonna tell you a quick story about Selena. Love her to death. She texts me at 2:30 today. How many of you guys are eating today? I say just two. Me and RJ, because Whitey doesn't want it. And then I didn't hear back from her. And so I'm like, what happened? She's like, oh, my God, I forgot. How do you forget when it's 2:30 you texted me?
Yeah, it's not like you asked her.
Right. And get this. Saturday. What's up? How many for lunch today?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, it's Saturday. We don't do the radio. So even on days we're not here, she's looking out for us.
Wow.
She's, wanting to hook us up.
All right.
But yet today she forgot.
Oh, well. She looked pretty embarrassed there.
You know, I tell you what, that bruises the ego for sure. Like, I'm bragging to you guys. Yeah, and at halftime, they bring me down some steak and everything when I'm calling the game. I can't even get it before the game.
Today,
she's late.
Oh, well. That's all right. Speaking of defense, this is really interesting to me. Sam Amick, hope we run into Sam tonight here at the game. He did some interesting reporting in The Athletic and says, long story short, that the Kings here, as they look at potential moves, they're less interested in the defense than they were, and now they're looking more potentially at offense. Long story short,
yeah,
looks like Zach LaVine is a guy that could be on the Kings' radar if he becomes available. What do you make of that?
I love Zach LaVine. I love, like, there's probably no bigger Zach LaVine in Sacramento than me. But no, he's not the answer.
Wow, I'm with you. I would pull a Selena, like, if I had to pick him up at the airport.
You,
for the Kings,
you run late?
I would
you
pull a Selena, late? Like, oh, I forgot.
I forgot.
I forgot he was there.
I love Zach. If Zach LaVine was making $20 million a year, bring him on. But not at the numbers you quoted earlier. What was it, 40, then goes up?
Yeah,
to-
this year, Zach getting $40 million. Next year, $43 million. Year after that, $46 million, and then the year after that, he's got the player option. So it's up to him whether he wants $49 million or not. And, yeah, he'd be expected to opt in on that.
No, I love Zach LaVine. I've always said when you look at other teams, Clippers, Phoenix, Celtics, I can even throw Denver in there. You got multiple guys that can score 20 or more a night. When I look at Sacramento, you got De'Aaron Fox. You got Sabonis, Malik, and Keegan. I need guys that can take over a game at any time. Because what's going to happen for Sacramento? One night, De'Aaron Fox isn't going to have it.
Right.
He's going to be off. Well, teams are going to try and bottle him up.
We just saw that a couple in L.A.
Yeah, against the Clippers. Like, there are going to be nights where Fox isn't able to get us the 35-40.
That also happened in that Pelicans game. That's one of the things.
Exactly, against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
And so we need another guy. We need Keegan Murray to be that guy. That's what the hope is. I would love Zach LaVine because I think Zach LaVine could be perfect and be that guy. His contract scares me, though. That's a lot of money.
Here's what Sam writes. For all the public focus on the prospect of LeBron and AD teaming up with LaVine with the Lakers, the overlooked part is that King star De'Aaron Fox is a major priority for Clutch Sports these days as well.
Yeah.
Per league sources, Sam has very good sources. Per league sources, LaVine would be very amenable to a Sacramento move that would make him Fox's backcourt mate. So we're not sure how the Kings feel about him, but sources say Zach LaVine would like to come here to play with De'Aaron Fox.
I would like Zach LaVine here. But the problem is, and we mentioned it, just because I like the player doesn't mean I would do it. Because you bring in LaVine, where does Keegan Murray go? Is he the third option, fourth option?
Fewer shots for him. When you want him taking more shots.
Yeah, and so if you're Monty McNair, you have to figure out, and you probably already noticed, which route do you want to go? Do you believe Keegan can be that guy? And if so, you got to develop him. You got to let him grow and let him make the mistakes and learn. And maybe this isn't the year the Kings advance to the Western Conference Finals or the Finals. But if Keegan can continue to develop and grow, I don't see why going into next year, the Kings can't be a top two or three team in the West.
Well, it is tough when you're at that crossroads.
Right.
And the Warriors really had to deal with that, and I don't think they dealt with it well, where you're trying to win while you're trying to develop players because it's kind of two opposite things.
Right.
You know, I think the Kings have handled it to this point extremely well because the way it's set up right now, Keegan, clearly there's a spot for you, and you're going to get minutes, and you're going to have room to grow. And if you bring in somebody, Zach LaVine or whomever, that could change that equation a little bit.
Yeah, and it's tough, though, because like I said last segment or last hour, who I am and who Monty McNair are two different people. I'm instant gratification. I'm microwave society. I'm impatient. I want it now.
Give me.
Sacramento, I want to be in the finals this year.
You want it now, and yet Selena is down there doing who knows what for two.
You don't know how pissed off I was about that. I was really upset. Look at my man RJ. He was starving over there.
No, man. She took her time to get this lobster right. So
that's how we do it. Steak and lobster, you know.
I texted her. She said the caviar delivery was late.
Right.
That's the problem.
Well, you peasants have the rice-a-roni or, you know, the mac and cheese. Right, the box mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Me and RJ over here eating the steak and lobster. I love it. All right.
Coming up here, the Kings now actually feel good about things defensively, according to report. We'll dive into that when we're back to the Gold One Center. Drive, guys. Gleason, Draper, Sacktown Sports. There's some people on the chat here, appreciate you being with us today, who have questions about the best cheesesteak place around here. And someone said, oh, you should ask Drapes or Alan Stiles. It's one thing I've learned. Never ask anybody who's ever spent any time in Philadelphia about cheesesteak, because all you get is, no, there's no place around here. Only Philadelphia has the best cheesesteak. Ah! So I don't even think we need
it. Is that how I would be? Is that?
100%. It's coming now. I feel it.
Yeah. Is that how people are?
Your friend, mutual friend of ours, Jason Dumas in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
good guy. And I've been on with him where people ask about cheesesteak. He's like, oh, come on. There's no good cheesesteaks around here.
Let me say this, and I won't use that, you know, that accent.
You are from there, so
I'm from.
Yeah.
I've only had one cheesesteak since I've been here the last 3 years. There's a place in Folsom. I don't go looking for cheesesteaks in Sacramento because I know it ain't the same. And so if you ask me, hey, Kyle, where's a good cheesesteak? I'll just say, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't even looked.
What's the difference? Isn't it just cheese and steak and some peppers and some bread?
See, obviously you're not a chef. You're not a chef.
I'm not a cheesesteak
connoisseur. Because it's not about that. It's about the love that you make it with.
Oh, is that what
it is? When you make a Philly cheesesteak and you're from Philly, it's the love that you put into it.
All right.
It's not the meat.
Does that apply to the cream cheese, too?
Philadelphia cream.
If I put it on
your bagel? Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a certain way you got to spread it, man. You just, it's different. Trust me.
I've never heard that.
If you're getting cheesesteaks from people that aren't from Philly, it's not made the same way. You're getting steak-em. You ever had steak-em that they got in the freezer at the grocery store?
I've heard of that.
Come on, man. You're better than that. Come on.
I asked the question.
No.
It's just
no, I would like to know, though.
Bread.
I'm going to put that out there. As a Philly guy, where's a good cheesesteak place that I won't be like, I can't go anymore? Give me something, Sacramento. Jay Johnson. Jay gave me 20 restaurants about a month ago, not one cheesesteak spot. I need to find that.
Because I'm not going to pump fake and perpetrate. I know the way it goes. I'm going to stay in my lane, brother.
Right, right.
He don't want to set me up for disappointment. I get it.
Don't need that abuse. Like, that's come on, that's not Philly.
I'm throwing snowballs at Santa, man. You think I want to line you up with a cheesesteak, brother?
Come on, man. You're right about that. You know not to send me that route. Oh, that's funny.
Interesting thing that Sam Amick wrote today. Is he right?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
About this.
Yeah, me here.
Sam says, Kings defense, which was a major emphasis during the offseason. This is in The Athletic. Currently 15th in the league, up from 23rd last season. That improvement, it seems. Listen to this, Sam Amick.
Oh.
That improvement, it seems, is enough to turn the internal spotlight toward becoming even more explosive on the other end. That's incredible.
So that they're, according to Sam,
yeah,
they're okay. The defense, we're good. We got the personnel.
Yeah. Well, as Bob Myers once told me, words matter. So what exactly does he say? It has turned the internal spotlight toward becoming even more explosive on the other end. So if that's true, and, you know, there's a lot of people involved in this, if some of the people, decision makers for the Kings now are saying, you know what, defense, I think we're doing okay, but we need to upgrade offensively. I think if nothing else, that does it not at least signal a major shift in thinking?
Totally, right?
Yeah.
Like, because everything we've heard all season long is defense, defense, defense. The fact that they, according to Sam, might shift their focus to offense leads me to believe two things. One, they're okay with the defense, and two, they're concerned about the offense.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we can look at it like that. I find that highly surprising, though. I do think they need another reliable scorer off the bench. Yes, I do think that. But I also think defensively, right now, they're 14th. They're tied for 14th with the New York Knicks. 114.5 defensive rating. But
which,
we saw
that holds up. That's an amazing.
That's an amazing. Point. Exactly. But it changes week to week. Last week, they were 19th in defensive rating. And so I don't know if internally they believe they have the personnel. Are they buying what they're seeing or what? But I find that highly surprising, to be honest with you.
I'm starting to think all this talk about the Toronto guys, and we all understand it. I don't know that there's anything there that works. You know, Siakam and Anobi have drawn interest. They're headed for free agency this summer. Massive cost of retaining them in the offseason would have a significant impact on what the Kings were willing to offer to acquire them in the first place, according to Sam. Siakam on an expiring deal, and Anobi widely expected to decline his $19.9 million player option for next season. And Sam says, and Anobi more specifically does not appear to be of significant interest to the Kings. I thought, based on what I had read, and Anobi was of more interest to the Kings than Siakam.
Right.
So at this point, my conclusion is I don't think the Kings are really interested in either one of those guys.
I don't think so, because when you look at OG, let's start with him first. You would need some sort of wink, wink, nod, nod kind of deal in place. And it doesn't make sense for OG to do that.
Right.
From a financial standpoint, you know? The best way to get paid is to create a market for yourself by saying, yeah, I'll, you know, re-sign with Sacramento. You limit yourself.
Unless you were going to massively overpay him, which wouldn't make any sense. It would before a guy's even been here.
Right, exactly, exactly. And so, you know, we've been, like you said, focusing on Toronto so much that it really doesn't make sense for Sacramento.
It doesn't add up to me. Nope, it's not there. That door closed.
You're 100% right about that. It's fun to talk about. It's fun, you know, all the rumors and people putting together trade packages and things like that. But also, when you look at Monty McNair, the moves he makes are more cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, meaning he wouldn't bring in a guy just for 6 months or 3 months.
Right.
That's not the way he does business.
I know what you're saying. The Kings need more offense. This guy's available, and he's a big scorer. Okay, we'll get him. That's too simple.
That's too simple, yeah. Right? It's
that's
too
chess.
Easy. Yeah,
and Monty's or it's checkers, and Monty's playing chess.
Yeah, that's too much like NBA 2K right there, and Monty is not like that. And so I would surmise, and I'm going to throw this out there, it's another name that we're not thinking of that they might have their eyes set on.
Jeremy Grant, I told you.
Oh, but you said Jeremy. But Matisse Thybulle.
Yes.
What about Malcolm Brogdon as your six-man point guard? I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there.
I know.
I'm throwing it out there.
How about this name? I saw this today, and I apologize. Somebody in Kings media said they like it, and I forget who it was, so I want to give him credit. But there's a center with Detroit whose teams are showing interest.
Isaiah Stewart.
Kings are not on the list for what, you know, teams believed to be interested. And, of course, the Kings have so many centers already.
Right, right. You know, let me ask you this, though, since we're talking centers. Has JaVale McGee done a good enough job?
He's really inconsistent.
Right. He's shown some great things, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's had a tough stretch here as of lately.
Overall, I get the sense that when the coaches are watching him, this could be totally unfair, but it's the sense I get watching them, hearing them talk, watching the games. They're like fingers kind of crossed that, all right, hang on, you know, because he does have
maybe
a tendency to
let's
some bad turnovers,
yeah.
bad fouls, yeah. things like that can really hurt you.
Yeah, and maybe it's, all right, let's see what JaVale we have tonight.
Yeah,
you know, You know, and maybe, you know, if he doesn't have it going on, that's why we see 3 minutes, six
yeah.
minutes, 8 minutes. And then when he's playing well, you'll see 15, 16
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, man. It's interesting because this team is sitting 15-9. They're playing well right now. Hopefully go to 16-9. And we're talking about trades, talking about who to add. And I don't think it's going to be a big name. I think the biggest name may be a Caruso type, somebody like that. Matisse Thybulle, I would like here in Sacramento. I don't think it's going to be a needle mover in terms of it's going to lead SportsCenter or anything like that. I think it'll be a small stealth kind of move that Monty makes.
Mm-hmm. Caruso would be great, but even if, you know, if he's available, which technically he isn't yet, I don't think the Bulls have said he is. There's going to be a lot of people that want him.
Right.
He's going to be very expensive.
And that's the thing. And to your Isaiah Stewart question, Boston reportedly is interested in him. A couple other teams, I think Philly might have been on that list as well. And so the Kings are going to have competition for whoever they want to go out there and get.
Something to battle for B? Battle R4P. Battle R4P. Kevin Herter for Caruso. The Bulls aren't going to do that.
And you got to include a pick.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I'm not – I don't want to give up on Kevin Herter just yet. I think Kevin Herter's perfect
making some
for this
shots.
Team. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what he does – no. Kevin Herter's good.
That's the other thing. Danny Ainge established, what, two summers ago that if you want to go out and get an established player – like a Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert, it costs you four number ones.
You got to –
bless him, he's
basically
set that
right.
Right?
Yeah. giving away. Yeah.
Yeah. So does that mean some of these guys for half a year would be two number ones or they would still be three or four number one picks? That's just too much to pay.
It's too much. And, you know, Patrick says Keldon Johnson may be available, but he's going to cost as well, you know. And so I don't know – how many picks they're willing? It has to be a slam dunk, first of all, if you're giving up picks. And secondly, what about Keegan Murray? We keep bringing up these names.
Mm-hmm.
What about Keegan Murray? Whoever you bring in, are they going to stunt the growth of Keegan Murray? I think that's extremely important. And this is me talking about what I know about the organization and Monty McNair. I think that the growth and development of Keegan Murray is extremely important, and I don't think they would do anything to set that back.
Now, there's another player that some people are saying could be available.
Who?
And some people are – and he's a winner. We know that. And there are some people putting out odds on who might end up with him, and the Kings are considered one of the favorites.
Really?
To land him, and we will tell you who that is.
Oh, okay.
if you haven't figured it out already, when we come right back to the Gold One Center, it's Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Kyle Draper, you were just at True Sports Cards, right, this weekend, checking them out. Of course, they got the True Sports Card Show on Saturdays.
Yeah, those are my guys.
Yeah. Hey, we got
– got my mic up?
His mic is on, but it's not apparently functioning. Yeah, it's the Drive Guys here from the Golden One Center on Sacktown Sports. Yeah. You could have. Are you on this one? There we go. Is that the deal? We got so many headsets and microphones.
I know.
Yeah.
I actually put the G-Man's headset on by mistake, and I feel bad. You know, It's like, you know, that's his microphone.
I know.
You know, it's like it's a legend. Like,
you're not supposed to touch
that. I'm not worthy of touching that. Yeah, I went out to True Sports Cards yesterday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Got a box. So here's what's funny. And I love True Sports Cards. Those are my guys out there. Hopefully doing some stuff with them soon. I take my son out to go holiday shopping. Go get some ornaments. We go to Target. He's like, Dad, I got to buy some cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, me and my daughter, we just bought you. That was his Christmas gift. So we go to Target, get some boxes. He got 2 Wimbys.
Woo!
Yeah, that's pretty hot right now.
Yeah.
So he stoked some Scoots. He got a Tyrese Halliburton jersey, like.
Oh,
yeah.
Jersey card?
Jersey card.
Wow.
That's pretty good, right? That's, uh-huh. that's a nice little pull. So he's stoked right
now.
Don't
give that to Mondi because he'll trade it. That's a joke. We're kidding around.
You know what's funny? I bought the DeMontis Sabonis jersey card from True Sports Cards. So
yeah.
We got a Tyrese and a Domas jersey card now, man. So,
that's nice.
Yeah, that was
that's
cool.
Very nice. Very nice. I mentioned there's a player that some say could be available.
Okay.
Look at what the Kings may do. And we don't know for sure whether this player is available, but those who make odds on such things say the Kings would be considered one of the favorites to acquire this player. Dallas Mavericks come in with the highest odds, plus 210, followed by the Lakers at plus 300. Then you got plus 500, the Kings, the Pacers, and the Cavaliers. And those, of course, are odds on these teams acquiring Draymond
really?
Green. That's according to Clutch Points. They're the ones who made the odds.
Oh, let's frame this question the right way, Whitey, this discussion. Forget the antics. Forget the stomp heard around the world.
Yeah.
The chokehold. All that. From a basketball standpoint, does it make sense?
No, not right now. Only.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because, and I may be breaking your rule, because right now you just don't know what, where he is, what's going on, how he feels about things, how he would feel about going somewhere else. Now, I know you said just from a basketball standpoint. I mean, to me, it's hard to separate those things. I think I know where you're going. Also, for me, Draymond, a couple of years ago, maybe, for me right now, an advanced version of Draymond, I don't think I need him on this team right now. I wouldn't be interested. Jay asked me, I think, Friday, would I give up, he said, like a taco for him. I said, well, a regular Jack in the Box taco, yes. Monster,
yes.
Monster taco,
not the
no.
Monster, the super
no,
taco.
No,
you're not doing that?
Taco, no. No. Nothing against Draymond, but right now it's like, you know what? I wish you all the best. I'm just not interested right now. Sounds like you are.
From a basketball standpoint, I am interested. But with Draymond, it's never just about basketball. That's the problem. It's about his attitude on the floor. Like you said, not knowing if he's going to be there or not. The impact on the locker room. Like, is he going to punch somebody in the locker? Like, it's too big of a headache to bring it. If it was just about basketball, I would do it.
What
I would
if
like
just
that
the fact him. That the Warriors decided, you know what, we're moving on. What if that was terrible for him? What if, you know?
Right, right,
yeah.
Right.
So,
No. And I was one in the offseason that said, you know what? I kicked the tires on Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
But think about in the games he's played this season.
Do you know whether the Kings did or not?
I don't know if they did or not.
All right.
I don't know.
As far as we know, they did not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But just the incidents this season that he's had, is concerning to me, not just the stomp and everything, but the chokehold, getting into it with Donovan Mitchell, you know, hitting Nurkic the way he did. Like, all that, to me, is enough to raise a red flag and say, nope, I'm glad we didn't do that. I'm out on Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Draymond, he's playing with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, guys he respects, guys he's loyal to. I don't know if it'd be the same here in Sacramento. If he's acting this way with those guys around,
you're
he'd
right.
come in here and maybe just run wild. I don't know.
We know that, of course, the Kings would have to give up something to get him. We don't know what that would be. But we know that, you know, he and Harrison Barnes ain't going to hang out. He and Sabonis are not
right.
going to hang
exactly.
out. Yeah, there'd be a very volatile situation there. Kevin Garnett said something really interesting. He said he thinks the Warriors are just afraid of Draymond. That's one of the reasons they let this go as far as they have. And I totally agree with that.
But why'd they give him the contract then, though? This offseason, they re-signed him. That was their out, their get-out-of-jail-free card.
They became convinced, and maybe they were right, that they cannot be a contender without the things he gives them. And maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. But they just believe that, you know what, with what Draymond gives us, we need that.
What is that, Stockholm Syndrome, they call it, or something like that, when you, you know, you're held with your captor.
Yeah. It's cool.
Right. <Yeah. laughs> And maybe that's what's going on, but, you know, they had an out. They had a chance to get out from Draymond. And not only did they not take that, they doubled down on it. It gave them a four-year, $100 million deal.
Right.
So they compounded their mistake, basically. And now they're stuck. Like, what value does Draymond have? You're not getting a first-round pick for Draymond, are you?
I still think they keep him. I think we got a little bit of an indication of that with what they said last week about supporting him.
Yeah.
And I think Steph still totally is on board with Draymond. And as long as Steph says, I want him here.
Then that's it, yeah.
He's going to be there, no matter what the rest of them think of it.
No, you're right. And Steph, you know, finally came out the other day. And his comments weren't strong about Draymond or anything like that, but he at least addressed it to an extent. And those two seem to be tied,
mm-hmm.
you know, and throw Klay in that mix as well. And so they're going to go down with the ship.
Pardon
you know?
Me. I was going to say, supposedly that's one of the things Jordan Poole said right before he got punched was that he called Draymond. He said, you're number 30's backpack.
Backpack.
Yeah, so. Ooh. Ooh. I don't know what he said. Supposedly there's a lot of things he said. But Jordan Poole and the Wizards will be here tonight. This is not, as you well know, Kyle, because you've done all your prep doing the game tonight. This is not a good Wizards team that comes into Golden 1 tonight. They're 4-21, and they're not even in last place because the Pistons are 2-24.
This is like, hold my beer. Yeah.
What is going
on? What's the Piston loss? 18 in a row, is it? 17? 18?
You're close, but it's 23.
No, they've
lost.
Oh, my God. Oh, I was thinking of Spurs before
only,
they beat
think,
the Lakers.
Three away from tying a
record.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. But this Wizards team, they just beat Indiana. But Indiana doesn't play a lick of defense. At least Sacramento plays some defense. And the only way for the Wizards to win tonight is it for it to be a shootout. No
everything
defense.
Goes in.
Everything
those
goes
nights
in.
Where everything
exactly.
they throw
exactly.
in the direction of the basket goes
exactly.
in.
They're the worst clutch team in the NBA. I think they're, what, 1-9, I think it was, in clutch games this season. And so even if it is close, they don't know how to play down the stretch. Let me pull. I got this number right here. Let me pull up the clutch situation here. Their eight clutch games are fewest in the NBA. So they've only been in eight tight games, and they're 0-8 in those games. They 31% in the clutch, a minus 66 in clutch time minutes this season.
Here's what makes zero sense, and I realize they have – somebody else running the team. So someone else was making decisions last year.
Yeah.
Last year, they could have gotten rid of Beal and tanked, and maybe they would have been in the
right.
running for Wemby. They didn't do that. They were bad, but not bad enough to have a shot at Wemby.
Yeah.
So then Wemby's gone. Now you got a draft class coming up that people are like, eh.
Nah.
And now they're tanked.
Now they're tanked.
There you
right?
go.
Now they're tanked.
What are you doing? It's it makes no sense.
Yeah, and you know, first of all, you know, the trade, the Brad Beal trade, I don't think made a whole lot of sense either in terms of what they got back in return.
They just wanted to get out from under that
right.
deal. Right,
under the deal.
Yeah.
But what about the draft picks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm Washington, I'm looking what, you know, Utah got for Rudy Gobert, what the
yeah.
Nets got for
right.
Kevin Durant.
Right.
Like, if anything – I'm getting back four first rounders like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they got that back. And so I don't know what they're doing. And then you re-sign Kyle Kuzma. You make the trade for Poole. Did they really think that Poole was the answer, like a franchise guy? It just doesn't make sense what they're doing right now.
I agree. Maybe they are, you know, tanking, a form of tanking, but to do it this year doesn't make a lot of sense. By the way, it's kind of interesting. Right now we've got first years and some second years, and they're not shooting around, and those are the players that get first crack at it. Saturday, while the Kings were playing, the Jazz, the Warriors were playing, and their game started earlier, Steph Curry went out on the early group. Did you read about that? Steph Curry
went
out with that first group.
He went out early before everybody was in here. Yeah.
Somebody, Podziemski or somebody, said he just wanted to get away from all the noise
because
his warm-up even attracts a crowd.
Yes. And we've seen it here at Golden 1 Center. When Steph is out there, like, people run in the building to try and get in place to watch Steph Curry warm up. And so he wanted to get in early, block out the noise, and good for him, you know. I don't know if he had a good game that. Did he have a good game that night?
I think that was a good game.
But last night he did.
Right. Last night was the night when the streak ended. And coming up, speaking of Steph, could you believe Keegan Murray made 12 threes? Steph Curry could not. We've got his reaction coming up when the Drive Guys return to the Golden 1 Center. Sactown Sports. Steph Curry's reaction to Keegan Murray's big night coming up here with the Drive Guys. Before we get to that, Kyle Draper, Kevin Gleason, I got a question for you about this Washington team.
Yeah.
And I could be way off here, okay? So if I am, please tell me. When I was a kid, I thought the name of the Wizards was one of the coolest names. Uh-huh. They were the Bullets.
Yep.
I remember they were the Baltimore Bullets. They had the B-U-L-L. Their logo was, the L's were arms, and there were little hands, and they were shooting a basketball. Yeah. B-U-L-L. Yeah. And I understand why they changed the name of the team. They're the Wizards. Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't have any problem with Bullets. Am I wrong? Is that too insensitive? Does that make me a bad person to say,
yeah, it
just
does.
Go back?
Yeah,
to
the you're a bad person. Okay. Yeah, that's it. No, I don't know if it makes sense. But it's in today's day and age when a lot of things offend people and they could send the wrong message, especially to kids in the D.C. area.
Uh-huh.
I understand. Glenn Consor, my guy, just looking you up here, man. What's up, baby? Yeah. You got a quick minute?
Yeah.
Jump on real quick. Let's jump on. This is Glenn Consor. He's a radio analyst for the Washington Wizards. And so,
how you doing, sir?
Yeah, come have a seat. I'm having.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We need to get by.
They're coming in here.
Yeah. So Kyle Draper has a buddy just came.
You know
by,
me.
So,
you know me.
Oh, you good?
Careful.
Sorry about
now.
That.
Careful. Watch.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You know this West Coast.
So who do we
here.
Have here, Mr.
Glenn
Draper?
Glenn Consor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Glenn go way back. We go way, way back. It's been a few years.
Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Throw that on, Glenn, so I can ask you about these Washington Wizards. My man.
All right.
How you been, baby?
Good, you?
Good, good,
look
man.
At you here, man.
I know.
How are you?
Trying to hold it down.
Kevin Gleason.
Kevin Glenn.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
We got shirts here and everything.
Yeah, I got to get some jerseys signed for some people. You know how it is. The work is never done.
No, I know.
How's this trip treating you guys?
Just started, really. We played last
Yesterday,
night.
Right,
and,
yep.
We played fairly well for us, you know. We're –
That was a close game last night. What?
It was.
Game?
Yeah. I mean, they blew it up.
Yeah.
You know, and And there's going to be more changes come February trade deadline. So
I know this is a big week with Jordan Poole headed back to the Bay.
Yeah.
How has his play been compared to what the Wizards were hoping, expecting for?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's an adjustment for Jordan because, you know, he's now one of the main guys. So he's seeing double and triple teams. He's seeing all the stuff that Clay and Steph have seen all those years. And, you know, he's making the adjustment to it. So I think it's going to get better. You know, I think, you know, he's got to make that adjustment of, you know, when to shoot, when not to shoot, the whens.
Right.
You know, the when to be the man.
Basketball's harder when you're not playing with Steph and Draymond and Clay.
Oh, yes, it is.
Not as good of a look.
Yes,
but, you know, one thing about Jordan Poole, I feel for the kid.
Yeah.
Because he helped them win a championship.
Yes, he
Without
did.
Without him, they don't win that championship.
Absolutely.
A couple of years ago. And now it's sort of almost he's become this social media joke, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
You're around him. You're around the team. Tell me about Jordan Poole and just what he's doing with this team this year and how he's fitting in and behind the scenes.
Yeah. First of all, I think it's unfair. I think all the criticism, there's a lot of NBA guys like that, and probably in every sport as well. Westbrook's one of them. You know,
right, right.
And you guys had just, him, too.
Yeah, we had him, too. Totally unfair stuff. And I think with Jordan Poole, it's unfair as well. You know, first of all, you forget he's 24 years old.
Wow.
He's 24. So, you know, he's just finding himself in this league, even though he's, you know, had the benefit, and I put emphasis on that word, of playing with guys like Clay and Steph and Draymond and all those guys, you know, to learn from guys who know how to win and have that, you know, have that know-it-all, that wherewithal on how to close out games. It's a totally different environment for him. And to his defense, you know, it's not that he's playing with, you know, other, like, elite, you know, elite of the elite type players.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference. You know, it really is. You know, when you're not playing with, you know, guys like Steph and Clay and Draymond and Looney and, you know, all those, like, we don't have guys like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big difference. And I don't care who you put in that situation. You know, it's you still got to play with your teammates.
Glenn Kuntzer with us here from the Wizards. How are you guys trying to win these days? Obviously, you're off to a slow start, not playing well. How are the Wizards trying to win? How does the way they approach it pose potentially some issues for the Sacramento team?
You know, the players want to win. You know, but the way that the way the new management has come in and said, hey, you know, we're trading Bradley Beal. We're trading Porzingis. You know, last year we had those two guys along with some other players, and we only had 35 wins. So they made the decision to, you know, just rebuild, restructure, reorganize. And this is the first year of it. Should it have happened a couple of years ago? Probably, but not the case. So I think from the standpoint of wins and losses, the – management, and it's not from the fan standpoint, because you know the fans want to win.
Yeah,
and the players want to win.
And the players want to win. They're playing so hard. They want to win. But I think it's more a function of player development. Mm. You know, guys like our rookie Bilal Coulibaly, who is 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's nice.
He's really
played with Wimby, right?
Yeah, he played with Wimby, and you're going to like him because he. You know, he doesn't have the ball a lot, but, like, he's one of these guys that you could just tell is, you know, he's so fundamentally sound on defense. He could really guard, and he's got a great but he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
the shirt I'm wearing is 20 years old.
That's incredible, a 19-year-old, and he can guard, and we know.
He could legit guard multiple players. So he's a guy you want to build around, and the development of guys like him and Denny Advia, who's 22 years old, Corey Kispert.
He's only 22?
Yeah.
Like, he's been around for, like, 5 years?
I know, I know. He's 22. So you got Corey Kispert, who's a young player. All these guys are getting better. Gafford's played last night. He had 27 points and 17 rebounds.
Wow.
And, you know, and he's getting better. So, you know, I think that guys are getting better, and, you know, the restructuring of the organization as a function of, collecting assets,
yeah,
collecting draft picks, to be able to make a move, maybe not this year, but maybe 2 to 3 years down the road, mm-hmm, you'll be able to make some moves.
How does Kyle fit into all that, Kyle Kuzma?
He's our guy. He's the number one option, really. And he's had to make changes, too. You know, he's now, you know, not playing with Brad and Porzingis. He's not a third option. And
he's having a pretty good season.
He's having a very good season. But it's not easy for him either because, you know, we're not winning games. And you need, you guys know, you know, you need elites to win in this game.
Yeah.
Your all-stars take you to the promised land. You know, you win with your all-stars. Your all-stars close out quarters. Your all-stars close out halves. Your all-stars close out games.
Games, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know.
And that's an issue you guys have been having.
We don't have, you know, how many all-stars are on our team?
Yeah.
You know, that's the issue. You know, you can't sugarcoat it. You know, it's like if the three of us went out there against NBA players, guess what? You know, I think we'll struggle a little bit.
Yeah,
although I might, I'll play make. I'll set you guys up.
If we had LeBron and Tatum, though, we might
the
be
whole different
be
story,
formidable, right?
Right? Then we could gamble more on defense, too. Yeah,
we'll be a competitor. Yeah.
Glenn Concert. Glenn, before I let you go, man, I want to ask you an outsider's view of the Sacramento Kings because, you know, we had this discussion earlier about De'Aaron Fox and the MVP discussion. NBA.com doesn't even list him as a top 10 MVP candidate. We think he is. What do you see from De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings as you prepare for tonight?
I think he is, period. You know, I mean, look, the guy, he does everything. You know, he could play slow. He could play. He's great in transition. Yeah. He's sixth in the NBA in scoring right now. He's averaging 30 points a game. How could he not be? You know, I mean, look, everybody's got opinions, you know.
Yeah.
But
there's a Sacramento factor,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, look, you know, yeah. But the guy is a tremendous, you know, here's another guy, young player who continues to get better, continues to develop. His three-point shooting is, he's shooting over, you know, close to 40% from three. You know, the guy, there's nothing he can't do. So, you know, I love him. I love Sabonis. Keegan, whatever
coming
he,
in red hot. You know
whatever
that, right?
he's the hottest guy in the NBA. Yeah, right. Whatever he ate before that game or whatever he did, we need to find out what that is because that is just incredible. He's another young guy that, like, you guys, I love your team. And I'm a big Sabonis guy. I mean, I just think – you know, he's an elite.
Say that louder for me, please.
You don't
– No, because some of these analytic nerds don't like Sabonis.
Everyone says nationally, they say, I can't believe they traded Halliburton. It's like, Halliburton's great, but they got Sabonis.
Yeah, well
– people overlook that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, a lot of people overlooked Halliburton. But, you know, you can't get into that. That's nitpicking trades and, you know
– Everybody won. Both sides won.
Everybody won. But you're talking about one of the top – three elite screeners in the game and elite passing big men in the game. So, and he could shoot, you know, and he makes, and he's smart. So, I don't know, man. I love the way he plays, and him and De'Aaron Fox have a terrific pick and roll game together, and, you know, they read each other so well. And, you know, I like your team, man. You know, and I've always been a big Harrison Barnes. When he hears the Wizards are coming in town, for some reason, man, his eyes light up, man. I don't care what team he's on, Charlotte or, you know, PS20, Public School 21. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Right?
I think he's a smart player. I love Harrison Barnes. I love your team.
All right. Should be a good one, man.
Yep.
Appreciate you stopping by.
And wait. Yeah. And Kevin Herter, University of Maryland.
We saw him develop into
becoming a great player.
I apologize to you. You came by, just say hi to Kyle, and he's like, hey, come on the radio.
That's how I am.
I'm an East Coaster,
you're a gentleman.
Too. That's how Kyle's we are.
Kyle's my guy.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I mean, this is my guy right here.
Kyle didn't tell you we had dinner last night, and this is all pre-staged.
Yeah, no, exactly, I right?
No. You guys pulled it off.
Part of the script right here.
Pulled it off. No.
Glenn, appreciate you,
great to see you guys.
Good luck out here.
Thank you very much for the time. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
When we come back, Steph Curry's reaction to Keegan's big night. Next from the Golden One Center Drive, guys, on Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.